Some elements of you best in places other than your body. Oh, you may think any given thing, but I'm going to spend almost no time on what given thing you think, and spend time on elucidating as to what you would feel, what you will feel, the way it will feel when you reveal the true you. This is what you're going to need. I'm going to need you to get makeup, lingerie, clothing that really puts you in the right place, that puts you in the right state to be more yourself in all the ways that matter to me. Get the right clothing. Makeup can count, lingerie can count, a wig to put you in the right frame of mind, or indeed any hair accessory, be it something to tie back, be it a brush to comb through. Lingerie, sexy clothing, makeup, all the things which incarnate in you an urge you've so long left to the wayside, something that's going to be run over you. Listen to my words and let them slide into place. You can ignore them, you can set them aside, but the vision I have of you, the vision I have of you built into you, created as you, is already in view. And if you end up doing what I want you to do, if you end up dressing and applying, if you end up looping continually through the truth of you, then you will end up like you're supposed to end up. Think about it. I want you to develop a routine. You will have time to execute it, and in the background, my words will drum through. In the background, my words will be in you, and let me reassure you, when my words are in play, there will be some little part of your mind where they can play, some part where they can replay, play through, give you what you need. If you want to stimulate yourself because arousal is pouring in as this goes on, that is okay. That is acceptable. That is encouraged. That may even be a need. But mostly what you're learning here is to develop a routine that slides you deeper, and at the end there'll be a loop that will take you back through me and you, through and through, learning what you're going to crave to do, and you may push away all the thoughts, all the things that are waiting in the wings, but parts of me, 1 or 2 or 3%, distill in you, corrupt in you, dwell in you, and let me assure you, I'd love to see you the way you're going to be when you listen to me. I'll walk through. I'll go through it with you and leave it in you and leave idea and ideal buried in you, attractive, sexy, wanton, connected, wired into my mind, receiving a download of the signal I send, and I want to see you, femme and gorgeous. I want to see you all dressed up. I want to see you in what will become, by the end of this, a feminine uniform for you, an established, deliberate, truthful, complete, comprehensive uniform that expresses the real you. And the words I'm saying, they pour right through. They attach to that uniform, to those prepared items. They attach to all those things. I'm sitting here, trailing my hands over myself, and I got a little dressed up to better put me in the mindset of how dressing up can put you in a state to melt down, drip down, lose yourself to idea, ideal, to a body remade, revealed, feminine, and gorgeous. So I got a comfortable, tight top to go over my tits, and I got leather pants I know show off my ass, and given the workouts lately, the muscles are really starting to show. And I'm just sort of trailing my hands over and enjoying, aroused by what I see as the most feminine features that I happen to succumb to. I've got good eyes. I like my long hair. But mostly it's these curves, my thighs, my breasts. And you'll find features you like the best as well in you. But you may also find that some element of submitting to me or submitting to others in my position leaks on through and into you, and that's okay. You just need to obey and sink, enjoy, exist, everything I say and do with you, inlaid in you. So if you're ready to begin, and you have all the things you're going to put on yourself to hand, then we can begin. I will tease, I will tempt, there are no demands, there's just your fate. Your growing, obvious fate. But if you listen, as you explore your feminine ritual and truss yourself up, You'll find these words get deeper inside next time you don your wig or makeup or any hair implement or put a brush through your hair or put on a shapewear form or put on lingerie, put on clothing of any kind the next time you adopt your developed feminine ritual. You will feel the confidence, the euphoria, the connection to me, the wired in, the download, my body and yours. The perfection and appreciation of the form, the utter confidence of self. So listen and follow. Dream of applying makeup, of slowly making up your form, applying, of experimenting, of learning to achieve the exact presentation that best suits you, which most connects you with yourself. The presentation that comes from makeup, which perhaps covers blemishes, which perhaps accentuates your eyes or your cheeks or your lips, whatever you consider the features that are most acutely linked to your desired and destined form. You're going to have to get used to that this is destiny. You're going to have to get used to the fact that this is ingrained in you and this is done for me, and your mind will follow. I'm running my hands over my form, following my curves, as I imagine best how to channel them to you. But one particular thing is the environment and the ritual are tied to where you are and how you are. For example, if you're entering into trance, if you're sliding into a relaxing, soothing place, then the pleasure and relaxation will inevitably connect itself to what you're doing. Dressing in a way that to you is connected to your feminine presentation and ideal. When you apply makeup, the brushes, the lines, all the mechanics of applying it brushes away everything that existed before, revealing the feminine form underneath, chiseling it out of the marble to perfection. When you do your hair, or when you slide on a wig, or put in clips, or brush your hair, when you subject your hair to anything at all, you identify a new form. You anchor and fix your feminine self, saying, here, this is how I should be. This is how I want to be. When you feel your body in lingerie, anything alluring, what's concealed beneath, what you wear mostly for you, awakens your euphoric desire, a feeling like trance, like the fading away of all your thoughts. And you osmotically absorb femininity from the environment around you, witnessing a way of walking that you like, a stride that you like, sexy outfits you like, makeup on others that you'd like to try. You are a canvas, a feminine, gorgeous canvas. Enjoy how you present. Enjoy what you are. Absorb who you are. Be who you are. Laced up, tied up, enjoyed. Your body and mind are tied together with this transformation. You just feel sexier. You feel connected. When you are freed from all the things that are not your ideal feminine presentation, which is where you're at, by the way, when you do anything that is part of the ritual of feminine mind and body, of becoming more yourself in the ways you'd like to be, need to be, as you apply makeup, as you put on clothing, as you put on what you wear under your clothing, as you become yourself, your mind will follow and fall and sink. And be placed in a state where you are euphoric, you are absorbing, where you are experiencing all the things that you absorb about feminine presentation that you enjoy. And there is simply nothing other than confident, feminine, soothed, relaxed mind. You want to be dominated, want to be controlled, want to be brought into a role of knowing yourself. And whenever you spend time creating yourself, your feminine, ideal, mindful, mindless self in the form. It is automatic. It is instinctive. When you look in a mirror, you see the qualities you appreciate the most, the ones that connect you here, now, in my stimulation of myself and your listening to me. The more you connect, the better you feel, the more you reveal of what you concealed before, that this is the real you, that sexy material, that a well-shaped body, and the shape of it is igniting, uniting, filling your mind with, yes, this is me, yes, this is what I see. Anytime you touch your body, your mind, every time you touch part of yourself, your true self, connected to it through makeup, through dressing sexy, through thinking of leather, thinking of what I'm wearing, thinking of a voice in your mind saying, yep, here's what you love, here's what you need, here's what succeeds, what brings you to yourself and what brings you to your knees. Here is submission and surrender, but it's part of you, because the more comfortable you are as you, the better you do. The better you do, the more you reveal you, the more you unleash you, the more you free you, and you osmotically accept commands, osmotically accept ideas. You love when people give you ideas for things to try, because the only way you'll ever know what is best for you, what's most feminine, what's most perfected, what is the true you, is if you listen, you observe. When someone suggests a way to be more feminine, you smile and nod and you give it a shot. And if you like it, you like it, and if you don't, you don't. But what you're doing is discovering ways of being you. Discovering ways of being the best version of you for you to keep being. And this ritual, when enacted, echoes in you. This ritual, when enacted, becomes part of you. This ritual, once enacted, layers over you and lays upon you like a veil, carrying you from idea to idea. In the course of applying makeup, dressing up sexy, in the course of doing anything that echoes your feminine form here, your feminine uniform. You create a ritual uniform, which, because you are stepping into a role, a type of learning, creates a learned behavior. A learned behavior gets buried deep. A learned behavior stays in, creeps in, fills you when you sleep, when you think, and all that is required is that you think of it. I don't have to tell you what you feel when you think of dressing gorgeously, perfectly feminine for you, because your brain knows, your body knows, and the thought will occur on its own. You see your sexy, feminine form, confident, relaxed, ready to be instructed on how to do better. And the way to do that is just to live your life and observe what you would rather be. Because, well, when you look in the mirror, you see you. Just you as you are and as you shall ever be. And you includes a lot of things. You includes multitudes. But there's no part of you that's going to reject or avoid you. You are programmed with you. You have created yourself to euphoria, to pleasure, to the joy of being yourself and being yourself intensely, being yourself absolutely. And yourself is someone who wears makeup and heels and reveals, is someone who wears clothing that's appropriate and maybe lingerie, who brushes your hair and enjoys your form and learns yourself, knows yourself, slides yourself onto a position that you simply find perfect. The more you osmotically absorb feminine walk, feminine talk, feminine suggestions from those who offer them, the more in tune you are, the more connected you are to who you not only could be, but will be. Your feminine mind from deep inside will find its way into you and will do what it does, will do what you do, will do what you need to do too. Because the thing is, the feminine mind overlaps and overrides. You learn it and then it instills in you the desire to explore more, learn more, do more, touch more aspects of femininity, of your ideal feminine form, and it is a uniform. The form is a uniform, the ritual of learning and adopting and adapting. The form is a uniform, and the uniform is on you, and when it's on you, you do your role. The form is the uniform. The uniform is powerful, powerful and constant, powerful and overwhelming, overriding, all-consuming. You, feminine, gorgeous, aware, alert, are able to absorb the qualities you most appreciate, incorporate the things you most crave. And once you do, you can rave about them and say, yes, this is me. This is the feminine, gorgeous me. This is the learning, well-taught, absorbed me. You're learning makeup, you're learning feminine dress, you're learning all the things you consider best for for you the things you most want to do. And when you instill them, when you bestow them, when you establish them, of course they're who you are. And if they're who you are, how could you go anywhere at all being dressed, being trussed, being bestowed, being instilled? To put feminine garb on you is a gift. To do makeup on you is a precious gift, a special thing you need, a special thing you want. It exceeds, it trades into your brain. It says, yes, this is the part of you that's being swapped for these pleasant feminine thoughts. This is the bit of you that's always going to be part of you, on you, within you, over you, through you. You learn, you are ready for more, ready to be feminine, ready to explore that femininity, ready to bestow and instill and fill your brain, thought after thought, idea after ideal, with mindless, thoughtless, pleasurable, perfect, feminine, joyous mind. Because this is your mind, and your mind is yours, but your mind submits because it likes being mine. So take all those feminine aspects, all those truthful things about you and who you are that have been waiting in the wings, that you've been establishing, that you've been building, that you've been instilling all over you and upon you. You are subject to your own mind, and your own mind is learning feminine things, feminine designs, feminine wiles, makeup and clothing, lingerie and ideal, and it has revealed what you are and who you are, and this knowledge echoes deep in you, and it bombards you, it drops you, night night pet, deeper down, and in deep trance you feel the dance of that ritual over you. This is your uniform, and it is uniform. When you bestow it, when you instill it, when you adopt it, when you put it on, when you don your uniform, you are uniformly absorptive feminine idea and feminine ideal. Let them in your head, learn what they are, take them to bed in the evening when you go, carry with you the knowledge, and you do always know that you adore that. Feel the feminine walk. Feel how comfortable you are in makeup, in clothing. Dream. Fantasize. Think of it. Even if I didn't say all this, you would fantasize. You would think of it. That's why you're here. You're listening in the first place, because you fantasize, because you think of this. And all I want is for you to think of the thing that is already conditioning you. You're so good at rewiring your mind. You're so good at turning yourself into someone who adores your feminine guise, feminine wiles, idea, and ideal. You are so perfectly attuned to the makeup and the clothing, perfectly ready. Think of me. Think of me sitting here running my hands over my legs, enjoying the feminine curve, enjoying my clothing. Don't you want to be just like me? Exceed your expectations. Zero reservation, just sliding. Just surrendering. Just feminine form and feminine mind, feminine while all the while you think of being down, think of being deep, think of being gone and asleep, and then arising and rising into a feminine form, osmotically absorbed, prepared, always prepared for more. And the more you are prepared for is the more that comes with knowledge. Knowledge of how you're going to be when you listen to me and let me change you, build you, rebuild you, absorb you into the idea, into the ideal, the feminine ideal, the thing that's been revealed deep inside of you. And that knowledge exists there regardless of what I do. You love makeup. You love heels. You love clothing that reveals who you are. Anything feminine, anything classically feminine, anything you're comfortable in, and what you're comfortable in may change from day to day, way to way, as you osmotically absorb what you're taught, what you're trained for, what you've trained for, what has drained away from what existed before and become what exists in the now. And in the now, you find how you're going to become more feminine. You discover new ways of appearing, new makeup, new mind, new clothing, new mind, new wear, new garb, new lessons. To think that they ever were not an automatic part of you is ridiculous, but you thought that once, and now you're learning your lesson. Now you're learning your lesson deep. Now you're learning your lesson deeply absorbed, eternally incorporated, always teaching you what you're for. A deep feminine abiding desire and design is embedded in you, and it grows out of you, and it controls what you do. And you're going to want it, going to need it. That hunger exists whether I do anything or not. That hunger exists regardless of you, regardless of what we do. That hunger exists and it will always be just where we need it to be. It will always be somewhere that exceeds expectations, that creates, recreates, absorbs, reabsorbs. Your feminine ideal, your osmotically educated body and mind, watching for steps, watching for makeup, watching for ways and techniques to become more completely yourself, more completely uniquely you. You under the influence of your own mind, you under the influence of mine. Mine, submission and surrender, leather and lace. You fall into place, and that's your uniform, and it is more than uniform. It is constant. The ritual of putting it on makes you who you are. When you're feminine, when you desire, when you want to explore, the way it is, the way it will always be, brings you into shape, brings you under me, brings you into form, brings you into shape. You are the feminine shape, the perfect thought process, the wonderful perfection that you are and have and will be and can't escape. Feminine perfection, you surrendering your mind to makeup, to design, to desire, to everything you need to be. You makeup, you with your walk, you with your clothing, you with everything that you need. You in every sense, sight and smell and sound and taste, feel. All and every part of you is born into that feminine perfection. The ideal is you. The knowledge is you. The femininity you absorb, any suggestion is so welcome. You welcome it in, you let it in, you let it fill you, and you begin to be deluged, washed over, overwhelmed, overcome with you, feminine, you designing, you feeling sexy, confident, ideal, idealized. And your eyes rove over your form. And whenever you see you, you see the femme, you see the design, you see the desire, you love it, you adore it, you want it. It's who you can be. Who you can be for you, who you can be for me, who you can be in surrender, who you can be in excess of where you were, coming into your own, coming into where you are. Your clothing is your uniform. You put it on as ritualized and constant as you can. These words deluge your mind. They are background, but you are also on the precipice of plunging into feminine bliss. You are also cliffside, waiting to be pushed into the warm, heated understanding of who you really are. You really are the you who's femme, who's dressed up with makeup applied and body perhaps shaped, clothing perhaps on, with your hair the way you need it to be, your body the way you are, with me submitting here. Think about my body, think about encasement, think about entrainment, you subject, you submissive. Especially to the feminine that you want to incorporate, when you want to add that feminine urge, feminine mind, osmotically absorbed walk and way of talking and movement and everything else into you, you feel obeisant and submissive to the sources of those lessons. When you are taught things, you learn things. When you learn things, you're grateful. When you're grateful, you submit. When you're pleasured, you submit. When you're euphoric and feminine and blissed in the moment, you submit. When you run your hands along your curves and appreciate them, respect them, enjoy them, lose yourself in them, you submit to them. Submitting to your own body, your own curves, and the echoing reflection of that state of mind that you find elsewhere, which is really a state of mine, you're mine, you love being mine, you listen, you feel, you reveal what's never concealed, never hidden, never gone anywhere except deeper, never gone anywhere except further into you. Feminine urge and impulse, mindless mind and body. The more you touch up your makeup, the more you adjust your feminine body, the more you adjust your mindful form, you feel yourself constantly subject to how much that gets built up in your head. Being feminine and feeling good as a feminine incarnation of yourself is perfect for you, and the ritual and the uniform it bestows on you, cursed, blessed, constant, built into you, built onto you, layered over you, lacquered upon you. You find yourself more yourself. You feminine, you perfected. You feminine, you in mind. You in mind, submissive, taught, trained, and I have given you more than enough ideas and ideals. All these things are what you strive for. All these things reveal what you are. And the more you learn them, the more you know them, the more you know them, the more they're internalized. Even if you think they're going to go away, even if you think escaping from them is something that could happen, they crowd up because a good turn of phrase sticks with you all your days. The right kind of mind sticks with you always. Always mind the right kind of mind gets in sync and it doesn't let go. gets in sync, and then it sinks and absorbs the slow application, the makeup, looking in the mirror, seeing feminine and gorgeous. All you see is what you are, true you, on the surface, always rising, always growing, you, feminine, desirous, you, learning from the inside out, osmotically absorbing every example of the ultimate feminine expression, from movement and walking to voice and sight, you, experimenting, we try things, and when we get them right, you hold on tight and wear them well, time and time again. Good luck getting that out of your head. Not that you'd ever try. Enjoy you. Mwah.